All right, how are we doing tonight? M12! Who is ready to be done with school? Man. One more day, right? One more day? One more day. Praise the Lord for that, huh? Summertime is coming. Hey, let me make sure you guys all know next Wednesday night, we have our summer kickoff. It is going to be an awesome night. Don't miss it. Slip and slide, free food, giveaways, Kona Ice is here, inflatables, you name it, we got it. It's going to be awesome, so don't miss it. We hope to see you and a ton of your friends next Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. Get here early if you want to. Well, hey, super glad you guys are here. I want to welcome those of you who are here for the first time, especially any first-time guests in the house. Cool, I bet there is. They just don't want to raise their hand. Hey, we're glad you're here anyway. Thanks for coming and hanging out with us tonight. You guys don't want to answer any questions because you've been taking so many finals, right? It's just, you're just done with answering questions. Cool. Well, man, tonight's a little bit different, right? Because we kind of lean into the songs a little bit more. We kind of lean into another game. And so what we thought we would do is just kind of change it up a little bit tonight. And as I thought about tonight, I was reminded of someone really special in my life who about a year ago, a little bit more than a year ago, beginning of this month, passed away. It was my grandmother. And great, great woman, definitely left a legacy of a person who loves God and exudes what it means to follow Christ. And the other morning, I was having a quiet time. I was meeting with the Lord, just hanging out for a few minutes. And I usually, when I have a quiet time, that always includes a cup of coffee for me. And what's cool is that, I like to take care of my furniture. And so I like to use a coaster. And anybody use coasters for their drinks? How many of you, your parents tell you to use a coaster, but you don't? Ah, there we go. So here's the thing, man. This is a coaster that my grandmother actually cross-stitched. She was really big into cross-stitch. Anybody cross-stitch person? Okay, thank you, sir. And so my grandmother's super big into cross-stitch, and I was just reminded of a little bit about her life, and even more so, I was looking at my phone. And one of the things that I do is I set a calendar, like a 10-minute calendar reminder each year for everybody in my family. It just says, call so-and-so right now, right? To remind them, to tell them happy birthday. And it was my grandmother's birthday. And obviously I couldn't call her. But I started to remember a little bit about her life. I started to reminisce, if you will. And the first thing I went to was food. Now, how many of your grandmothers can cook? You know, my grandmother, man, she knows how to cook. And two of the things that I always kind of went to, right, was her Thanksgiving pumpkin pie. Amazing, just amazing pumpkin pie. Didn't even need any whipped cream. You know, it was just good by itself, right? And she made some biscuits and gravy that were out of this world, out of this world. Anybody like biscuits and gravy in the house? I love biscuits and gravy. It's probably my favorite breakfast item, and she was so good. She was so good at that. And then I started to remember conversations that she and I had and trips that we had taken. I remember when I was in middle school, we actually took a Greyhound bus. This was actually a terrible idea, to South Dakota from Tennessee to see the Mount Rushmore. It was awesome. But the bus ride was long, you know what I'm saying? It was long. In a Greyhound, it's just not any fun, right? But I remember conversations we would have, and I remember things we would talk about. And I remember Bible verses that she would share with me. I remember memories like things that, you know, she would sing a song to me when I was a little kid. I was kind of reminiscing and just remembering the legacy and the amazing person, right, that my grandmother was. And some of you can relate to that because you've maybe lost somebody that is a loved one in your family, and you can kind of relate to being able to remember them and remember things about them that you love and things that you remind you of how awesome that they were. And that's really what I want to do for just a few minutes tonight, is I want to remind you of some things that are true. I want to remind you of some things that are true about you, and I want to remind you of some things that are true about me. Things that sometimes we forget about. Sometimes things that we look past. Sometimes we overlook. Sometimes we just don't believe these things to be true. But I want to remind you, and as we head into the summer, right? As we head into the summer, I want you to know two things. The first one is this, and we all know this, but it's just good to be reminded, is that God loves you. Sometimes you may think that's not true. Sometimes you may think that you have failed him, that you haven't done something right, whatever the case may be. But God absolutely and radically loves each of you. And it doesn't matter what you've done to this point or what you do from this point forward. None of that changes the fact that God loves you. It doesn't matter if you have failed or made mistakes. Welcome to the club. So have I. None of those things change the fact that God loves us. The Bible says it like this. It's a verse that you're probably familiar with. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting or eternal life. So students, as you enter into the summer in just a couple days, you have to remember that tonight. Remember that God loves you. And it doesn't matter what anybody else says, because what this book says and what is true about this book is that God loves you. I want you to remember that. I want you to be reminded of that. And maybe you sit here and you say, well, what does it mean that God loves me? Well, it means that he loves you not for anything that you have done for him, but because of everything that he has done for you. And in this passage, it tells us that God loves us so much that he sent his son. He sent Jesus Christ to die for you, to take your place on the cross, so that you could be introduced to him. It's an amazing thing. Secondly, tonight, what I want you to know is that you are chosen. Now, we've talked about this year. This is kind of our word of the year, word of 2015, is that you are chosen. And what I want to do is I want you guys to grab your Bibles. There should be one underneath you or in front of you. And I want to challenge everyone in the room. I want everyone to grab a Bible. I want everyone to be putting their eyes on the text tonight. Because this text that we're going to read together is very, very powerful. It's not going to be on the screen because I want your eyes to read the page. If you don't have a Bible near you, then just look on with someone else. 1 Peter, which is going to be on page number 1221. 1221. 1221. 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2. Not going to read the whole chapter, but I'm going to read a few verses from this chapter. Beginning in verse number 4, 1 Peter 2, beginning in verse 4. Bible says it like this, as you come to him, meaning Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the person that died on the cross for your sins, as you come to him, as you come to Jesus, the living stone, rejected by humans and chosen by God. Understand, Jesus was rejected. You know that. He was rejected by many, many people. The Bible says, rejected by men, but chosen by God and precious to him. You also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Then it goes on to talk about Jesus. It says, see, I lay a stone in Zion. It's using a verse in the Old Testament, a chosen and precious cornerstone. This was predicting that Jesus would come. Chosen and precious cornerstone. And the one who trusts in him. Now to you who believe, this stone is precious. But to those who do not believe, the stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. Here's what I know that's true about this room. I know that some of you have never said yes to Jesus, and that's okay. We're so glad you're here tonight. We're so glad that you could just at least listen to the truth of the Word of God tonight. And what I would tell you and what I would urge you is if you would say, man, I've never began a relationship with Jesus, I don't know what that means. Man, I would love to talk with you tonight. Anybody that has these shirts on, any leader, sitting in a leader chair cover. We would love to explain to you what does it mean to say yes to Jesus. But what this passage is specifically talking to those of us who do believe, who do follow Jesus Christ. And it says, the stone the builders rejected, again, Jesus was rejected, has become the cornerstone. A stone that causes people to stumble and a rock that makes them fall. And then in verse 9, it says this, but you, meaning you and me, those of us that follow Christ, you are a chosen people. I want you to listen to this. Because oftentimes in middle school, let me remind you, sometimes we can relate to Jesus, can't we? We get rejected sometimes, don't we? Maybe it's a family member, coach, teacher, friend that we thought was a good friend. We deal with rejection just like Jesus did. But the Bible doesn't say that we are rejected, does it? It says, you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light. Students, you understand that is all of our story. If you are a follower of Christ, that is your story. That we were all once living in darkness, right? Walking in darkness, wallowing in darkness, dwelling in darkness. But Jesus came to call us out of darkness and into His light. It had nothing to do with what I did or you did. It had everything to do with what He did for you on the cross. And so that's our story. Our story is that we've been called from darkness into the light. It's amazing. It's an incredible story. We're chosen, right? And then continuing on. Once you were not a people, you were without God, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. We know that mercy is not getting what we truly deserve, right? Jesus, God Himself, had mercy on us because He died on the cross for our sins. You and I should have been the ones dying on the cross, but He took our place. He showed us and extended to us mercy. And that's what the Bible says. And students, I want to remind you tonight that you are chosen. I want you to remember that as you head into summer, as you head into all these times of temptation. I want you to remember that God loves you, and I want you to remember that you are chosen by Him and that you don't have to sin. You don't have to dig into the temptation. Temptation is temptation, but the sin happens when we give in. And we know how the summer works. Summertime is usually a time to relax, to get casual about our relationship with God. Maybe right now we get up early. Maybe right now we read our Bible sometimes, right? And summertime is just an easy time to coast. And if I could challenge you, I want you to really dig in the summer months. Pay attention to your relationship with God. Pay attention to what He has for you and what He wants for you. Remember the story of King David that we talked about? We talked about his story for a few times this year. And what we learned about King David, right, is that he was chosen to be king. He was anointed to be king. But no one expected that to happen. Everyone expected a different king. They expected someone who was big and strong, like maybe his brother, right? Abinadab or Shema. But what happened is that God told Samuel, He said, no, this is the king. And we know that David was this small, ruddy little boy. He was a shepherd. His job was to hang out and take care of sheep. I mean, it just wasn't that important of a position. His brothers were all in the army, right? His own family even rejected him. But God chose him. And students, I just want you to be reminded tonight that God has chosen you. And tonight, if you would say, man, I really do want to accept Christ. I want to choose to follow Christ with my life. I want to know what that's like. I want to put him first. I want to say yes to him. Please, don't leave here before you make that decision. But for everyone else in the room, God loves you, and you are chosen. And there's two things that I would tell you to do this summer. We're going to go through these really quick. Very, very simple. Remember to hang out with God. Remember to spend some time with God this summer. Remember to take some time and open the Bible a little bit. We're going to be sending you through Instagram and different things. We're going to be sending you guys some verses, some maybe a Bible plan that you could follow that'll help you kind of engage. And maybe you don't know where to read. Maybe you don't know where to start. We're going to help you out. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, and we're going to help you out. Secondly is this, talk to him. Spend some time talking to God. You know, the reality is God knows everything about us, but he loves it when we talk to him. He loves it when he hears from us, when he hears how things are going, or how hard things are, how difficult things are, how challenging things are, or how amazing you think he is. God loves to hear from his children. And so students, remember this. God loves you. You are chosen. And this summer, as you approach the summer months, instead of coasting and being casual in your relationship with God, remember to hang out with him. Remember to talk to him. And tonight, when you go into small groups, I know you guys are having parties. We're going to have some fun tonight in small groups. But, maybe a question that you can talk about in your small groups is, man, what's a way that maybe our small group can dig in this summer in our relationship with God? What's a way that we can really dig in and remember to spend time with him and talk with him and talk about that tonight as a group? Well, tonight, I'm going to shift gears. I know this is a weird shift, but I'm going to shift gears. We have someone in the room tonight that we want to celebrate. And before I introduce this person, I want you to know a little bit about this person. Shh. Don't be disrespectful, guys. This is someone that's been very important to the M12 team. She is what I have oftentimes referred to as the glue that holds everything together, right? She has been my assistant for 2 years, Danielle Kitts. She's awesome, and she's going to come on stage. Yeah. Hey, here's what I want to do. All right, so on the count of three, don't mess this up. On the count of three, because my phone's almost dead. On the count of three, I want all of us, and I'm gonna handle it. On the count of three, I want everybody just to say a loud thank you, Danielle, okay? One, two, three. Thank you, Danielle! So Danielle has been my administrative assistant for 2 years. She has been an amazing co-worker and assistant. She's an amazing mom. She's an amazing wife. She's an amazing person. And here's what's cool about Danielle is that Danielle is following a God prompt that God has told her to step out and to seek out something different for her life. It's hard sometimes to be obedient to God, and she is exuding that in her decision to follow him in that. So, Danielle, we have just a little gift for you, just a little something in there for you. And this is what we're going to, we have a tradition here at M12, and when somebody leaves our team, we have them sit in the middle of the room. And listen, I want to tell you this. You have to take this seriously, students. This is not a time for you to be funny or to be cutting up with somebody. If you don't want to get out of your chair, you don't have to, but if you can take this, I need you to take this seriously. Danielle is going to sit there, and this is what we're going to do. We are going to gather around her, and if you can put your hand on her shoulder or the top of her head, as long as she doesn't mind, we are going to pray over Danielle. I'm going to pray for Danielle, and again, this is our prayer of blessing over her life. And so let's pray. God, we thank you so much for Danielle. God, we thank you for the impact that she has made on our ministry. Father, we thank you for the wisdom that she has exuded, God, as a parent. Father, the endless times of conversations where I've had questions that she just so easily answered. And Father, I thank you for her passion for people, for these students, for this ministry, most of all for you. And I pray, God, as she steps out on faith and obedience, that you would honor her for that, that you would use her in a powerful, powerful, powerful way. And God, that as she steps into her next, God, that you'd give her favor with the people that she will be in contact with and ministering to. And God, we pray that you would bless her. Bless her for her obedience to follow you, and bless her for her next steps. We are thankful for Danielle, and we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.